Levi, Vikodkoid Sipach, and the head became full of tzaras, viritzatz, and it was broken. It's going on a medrash. It's built around a medrash. It says, Azavani Hashem, Hashem Izvani, Ketzat, Elatamoitzi, Bishosha Esonim Akifens Yerushalayim. When the enemies were surrounding Yerushalayim, Lehoyu B'nois Yisrael Mitzirus B'dava. The B'nois Yisrael weren't terribly upset. They were waiting for it to be captured. Because they were attractive. Each one said, don't worry, a duke will see me and take me. I'm going to move up in life. Those who wanted to happen quickly, lemanira. That's what happened. They would take all the noshim noos and bring them with them. Miyado is a tzaras zorcho b'mitzcha, tzaras would appear on a forehead. B'mashlicho me'etzloi. And who mashlich metzani would throw her off and kill her. Minayin shekein yeshaya miyanki gov and so on. In the last deiris, there was a chelok of Klal Yisrael that said and felt, if we'll be attracted to the goyim, not only do we have anything to lose, to move up. The movements that started, reform, didn't start because of kashas. That's not, the kashas, whatever kashas were there always. Nobody was mechadish anything. All the movements, there was no movement that started that was to a side. Every movement was to come out attractive to the goyim. Goyim have an organ, we have an organ. Goyim worship on Sunday, we worship on Sunday. We look like them, we talk like them, we're presentable, and we're attractive. The reason why we've been suffering is because we didn't know how to present ourselves. If the Yetzirah of Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis themselves, it wasn't for that Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael never picked up on Avodah Zarah. It was unpopular. We were always looking for the popularity. Always, whatever the guy did, we did better than he did. That was where we went off. And whether it was in Spanish Spain, whether in Christian Spain, whether it was in Europe after emancipation and the beginning of Das Gaul and so on, all of it had one common denominator. It was a double mindset. One was, if we look like goyim and talk like goyim and act like goyim, then why would a goyim want to kill us? Then we are goyim. And it's a move up in life to get out of the dirty, old, smelly ghetto and to move into a palace. And people did it. And as soon as they were picked up, we don't even know what it is, the goy threw us off and killed us. Who led the communist revolution? Of course it was Jews. And who were the first to be killed? Of course it was Jews. As soon as we rode in on the carriage victoriously, we were thrown off. Some tzaras appeared and we were thrown out. And the same thing was, of all the places in Europe, if the problem with the Jews is that they have beards and kaftans and are not educated, so the Holocaust should have started in Poland, in Hungary. It started in Germany. And the idea to kill us on Germany, where there was no difference, you couldn't tell the difference. That's been the mindset of Klal Yisrael, in through the Golas, that we have nothing to worry, nothing to lose, because we'll be like them. And then it's a tzaras appears. What happened? What happened that I've been teaching together with you for 50 years in university, and I am the pride of the university, and all of a sudden I'm banished? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Klal Yisrael even if it means putting tzaras on our metzach and not knowing where we get cast out. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those who think the Freie people used to make fun of the Jews. There was a terrible name for Frum Yidden called a Mayofes Yid. And a Mayofes Yid meant as follows. And it was a slander written in Jewish culture. When the Peretz was the lord of the state, the Jews used to be the middle class workers. They used to do this, that, the other thing. And you needed to keep the Peretz amused and in good spirits if you wanted to keep your hide intact. That was the general klal in the main rule of these things. So they would always be they'd be obsequious. They would be kind of very, very full of chanufa, and there would be, like, the Peretz would come occasion for a visit. They would prepare an elaborate suda, and the goy would give, and the Peretz said, when Ketoyv Lev HaMelech B'Yayin, he would say, I'd like to hear some of your Jewish songs. And the Jews would stand with a fiddle and sing Mayofis Umana Amt from Zmiris. It's a play on the words also. Mayofis Umana Amt means how beautiful you are and how lovely you are. And so it was always the anti-religious culture kept knocking on this. The Mayofes Yid who sort of grovels at the feet of the Peretz, this and that. Rav Shach, I once heard from him, put it in perspective. He said, what does that groveling mean? He said, when a rabid dog is running after you and you duck, are you bowing to the dog or are you ducking out of the way? He said, how did we view the Peretz? We viewed the Peretz as a rabid dog, as an of rabid dog, because basically that's what it was. And you do what you have to do to stay out of the teeth of the dog. And if it means dropping down and bowing so that he jumps over you instead of ripping you apart, that's what you do. That's not humbling. It's degrading. You travel to his town to look like him. You dress like him, talk like him, act like him, because Mayofis Umanamt. It's so beautiful to sit with Prince so and so. He said, so who's the Mayofis Yid? We're the Mayofis Yid. Our perspective is very clear. It's an of rabid dogs, crazy, sugar cruel. And you do what you have to do to stay out of his way. You're admiring it. You take on a Polish name, you dress like him, you fix your mustache like him, and so on. It's been one of the terrible. Undersides of Klal Yisrael has been this netiya to want to save yourself and go up. We read about it and we say, how horrible, how could something like that be? But in a certain sense, that was happening all the time. I was sitting once on a bus in Eretz Yisrael, in Haifa, I think, or north of Haifa, and in front of me was, or standing in line in front of me was a university student, Israeli, completely fry, obviously, and an Arab student. He must have been an Arab mentor of some sort. He must have been like a teaching staff or an adjunct, something like that. They're from the age and the way. And this person, the student, was kulei chanufa, this person. He thought I don't understand English. So he tells this fellow, the fellow standing behind us is one of those ultra-Orthodox Jews, very primitive people, don't know anything, don't just study the holy books and read holy books all the day. And I told him, in English, do you have such low self-esteem that you need to find favor in his eyes to make yourself feel important? I mean, his jaw dropped and he didn't have much to say. But that's a feeling you have when you grow up like that, when you go like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure we can climb into the carriage with them, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it so that we get thrown off the carriage. Ich habe schon so viel gehört,